Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 77 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's going to be a first, the U.S. Surgeon General to declare gun violence a public health threat.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says gun-related deaths for American children under 19 are more than 120% higher than other high-income countries. His report says more than half of U.S. adults say they or their family members have experienced a gun-related incident. Anything from threats to death. The Surgeon General says it's now a national health crisis, with firearm violence now the leading cause of death among children and adolescents.
ABC's Andy Field. Observers say a ruling by Israel's Supreme Court could topple Prime Minister Netanyahu's ruling coalition. The court ruled that Israel Defense Forces must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service. A federal judge in Chicago sentenced Ed Burke, formerly the longest-serving alderman in city history, to 2 years in prison for squeezing developers who needed his help in securing permits. This is ABC News. The container ship Dolly that destroyed Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has finally departed Baltimore Harbor.
The middle section of the bridge collapsed into the water.
When the Dolly cargo ship slammed into the Key Bridge back in March, the city of Baltimore was stunned. Now, 3 months later, the Dolly is gone, transported from the port of Baltimore to the port of Virginia, where the 1,500 cargo containers still on board will finally be offloaded. In Norfolk, the ship will undergo salvage and repairs needed after the crash, while the investigation into the accident continues.
ABC Sherry Preston. North Korea has resumed balloon garbage delivery to the South.
North Korea is unhappy with South Korean activists dropping anti-Kim Jong-un leaflets for his people to read, so the North responded again by loading balloons with trash and flying and dumping it on the South. South Korea's military says Kim's regime has sent more than 1,000 trash-filled balloons to land in the South.
ABC's Andy Field. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon. Southwest and northwest winds at 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, a high of 76. Wednesday evening, turning clear and cool, a low of 52. Sunny Thursday and a high of 75. Friday, a 70% chance of off and on showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76. In Richland Center, lots of rain again last night. 78 one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell, and a daytime high yesterday of 84. In fact, we were at 80 at midnight this morning. And it looks like the severe thunderstorms they were predicting for to hit around 2 in the morning or so kind of went around us, kind of south and also north and east of us. Could be in line maybe for occasional shower or thunderstorm this morning, but I guess the best chance looks like to be this afternoon. Unfortunately, we avoided some severe weather in the dark of night. Right now in Richland Center, we are at 77 degrees. It is time to officially start the day, Tuesday, June 25th.
Come on. waiting just inside the pearly gates. The gospel ship is sailing out upon the crystal sea. We can almost see the harbor where we'll live eternally. Praising Jesus for our journey across the raging tide. We long to meet our Savior sailing on the other side. Saints, get on board, are you ready now to meet him? Jesus is awaiting just inside the pearly gates. Stop is heaven, and we'll walk the streets of gold. No more worries, no more sorrow, no more tears to dim the eye. It will be an old time meeting in that mansion in the sky.
Better get on board.
Get on board if you want to go to heaven.
Get on board.
Get on board, Christian saints.
Better get on board.
Get on board. Are you ready now to meet him? Jesus is awaiting just inside the pearly gates.
Better get on.
Get on board if you want to go to heaven.
Get on board.
Christian saints,
better get on board.
Get on board, are you ready now to meet him? Jesus is awaiting just inside the pearly gates.
There you go. We start the day in a positive way with the Churchmen and Get On Board. And before that, our national anthem sung by Chris Stapleton. Here we are together again, friends. It is so good to be with you. Phil Nee with you on the Old Light in the Milk House show as we give you the wake-up call. And after another dark and stormy night, I almost got my yard all mowed last night. The moral of the story is I should have started earlier, but I was kind of waiting for it to cool off. And I was, again, under the impression that the storms were later in the night. But lo and behold, they started to hit Sextyville about 7 o'clock, 6:45, somewhere in that area. And the only thing I had to do yet was do my push mowing. So I didn't get that done last night. But that's one of those things I like to put off anyways, as far as I can, because it's, you know, a little more physical than just sitting on the seat. So anyway, we'll have to finish that up today. If it doesn't rain again, it's supposed to this afternoon, maybe. We'll see. Anyway, we're at 77. That is so far the overnight low. Yeah, what a warm overnight. We'll get into some tunes for you to help the chores and also a check of sports scores coming up. It was a nice win for the Brewers last night. Sport details coming up in about 10 minutes.
Sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your love. There's a reason.
candlelights must be the season when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show, and you'll know what I mean. It's the season.
Beverly Brothers on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO today. Here's a reminder, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held from 9 until 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are preferred. You can do that by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance in Richland Center will host an Impact Life blood drive today from 10 until 3. To make an appointment, call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins will be welcome. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River this week are canceled with the extreme high water. And the Family Thrift Shop monthly board meeting will be held at 1 o'clock, that's this afternoon, at Park Street Christian Church, 148 South Park Street in Richland Center.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. Too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana.
Conway and Loretta on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Rhys Hoskins put Milwaukee ahead for good with a grand slam during a 5-run rally in the 6th inning, and the Brewers defeated the Rangers 6-3 last night to snap the Rangers' 4-game winning streak. Adolis Garcia homered for the Rangers. Milwaukee pounded the Rangers' bullpen after Texas's Michael Lorenzen held the Brewers scoreless for the first 4 innings. The Brewers' Jackson Chourio raced home on Lorenzen 2-out wild pitch in the 5th to end a streak of 26 straight shutout innings by Rangers pitchers. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday and last night, going down the scoreboard, it was the Guardians 3-2 over the Orioles, Phillies 8, Tigers 1, Rays 4-3 over the Mariners, Reds beat the Pirates 11-5, the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 7-6, Cardinals 4-3 over the Braves as well. In action from last night. It was also a win for the Royals over the Marlins, 4-1. Angels 5, Athletics 1. It was a victory for the Padres, 7-6 over the Nationals. And the Giants beat the Cubs, final score of 5-4 in Major League Baseball action from June 24th. Some notes on today from the world of sports. One other thing, the big story last night, there was no collapse. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions for the first time, and they took about the hardest path possible. Sam Reinhart helped out with a goal last night, and the Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 on Monday night in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
5:22 the time. Let's crank into an aerobic polka here to officially start the day as we get sun up and time to do the chores. Here we go. One and a two and a... There you go, the Rice Family Band. And that was Pete's Polka, Good for What Ails Ya. Well, let's see if Bobby can stick around. Bobby Rice and sing us a song here yet, too. All right.
Oh, darling, make it feel like love again. Pretend that it's the way. Thank you.
you, Bobby. Bobby G. Rice on the Light in the Milk House Show. Today's forecast calls for a high of 88, a slight chance of a thunderstorm early in the afternoon, and then again, maybe later on in the day, another rain opportunity. Boy, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 61. Wednesday, cooler, less humid, a high of 76. Thursday, sunshine at times and a high of 75. And upper 70s Friday with a 70% chance of off and on showers. Another 78 one-hundredths in the rain gauge from last night's storm. After a midnight reading of 80, we are down from that currently at 77 degrees. Farm news and markets will be next. Let's catch a train with Roger Miller.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest. And I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of dangers. Don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find a romance? Warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance. I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me anymore. I don't think she loves me.
Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here with the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 77 degrees at 5:30.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Lavelle.
Too wet in some areas, too dry in others. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. The growing season is starting off differently across the Corn Belt. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Midwest Association of State Departments of Agriculture regional meeting in eastern Missouri.
Flooding caused by heavy rains across the northern Corn Belt states, including Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota in the last week, has damaged crops. Minnesota's Deputy Ag Commissioner Andrea Vogel tells Brownfield state leaders are still trying to understand the extent of the damage.
Really encouraging folks to reach out to their FSA county offices to talk with their county offices about the damage that they're seeing so we can really understand the extent and really see what kind of emergency response or disaster response we can get from USDA.
In other states, including Illinois and Missouri, conditions have been dry and hot, with moderate drought starting to creep back in on the drought monitor. There is rain in the forecast for some areas this week, and Missouri Ag Director Chris Chin says there are mixed feelings about it.
Farmers are still trying to get that hay done, and they really probably would wish that it would hold off just a little bit longer.
Reporting from Chesterfield, Missouri, at the Mazda Regional Meeting, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
While many farmers in the upper Midwest have been dealing with devastating rains, a climatologist says it's been a different story in other parts of the Corn Belt. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says weather patterns have been spotty.
Some of these areas in the Midwest, from Ohio all the way to eastern Iowa and northeast Missouri, are showing the potential of drought development over the next 3 months.
Fuchs says several corn and soybean growing states are in a better position compared to last year. A livestock economist says he's still not seeing widespread signs of expansion to the cattle herd. University of Missouri Scott Brown says year-to-year beef cow slaughter is down 13% from 2023 levels.
We got to get ourselves down in that 15 to 20% range for an annual average before I get too carried away about what we're doing on the cow side.
But he tells Brownfield there are pockets of the country where expansion is likely happening. National condition ratings for corn and soybeans fell over the last week. That followed a widely mixed week of weather in the Midwest and Plains, which included heavy rainfall and flooding in some northern areas and mostly hot, dry weather to the south and east. In Wisconsin, heavy rainfall continued to challenge farmers with only 2.3 days suitable for field work. Soil moisture levels at 47% surplus and 53% adequate. 89% of the corn crop has emerged, with 65% of it rated good to excellent. Soybeans, 90% emerged, with 64% rated good to excellent. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A sluggish start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed. Somewhat higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and in Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until late in the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $7 to $14 lower. Yearling steers over 725 pounds were steady to $6 higher. Feeder heifer calves were $2 to $4 lower. Yearling heifers over 700 pounds were steady to $10 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with good demand. A draft of 718 steers weighing 891 pounds brought 261.50 on Monday. Medium and large one feeder steers 850 to 891 pounds brought 249 to 261.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 751 to 793 pounds brought 233 to $244. Box beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 25 cents at $322.64. Select closed $1.96 higher at $305.07. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Business is off to its best start in weeks as processors got a little more aggressive and their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork continues to be strong on the global market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which may be entering a seasonal decline, but are still well above year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 60 cents higher with a weighted average of 86.64. The Iowa Minnesota closed 49 cents higher with a weighted average of 86.95. The Western Corn Belt up 49 cents with a weighted average of 86.76. Pork values closed lower, down $1.20 at 97.83. Butts and loins were both sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and up more than 35,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were a mix ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by demand uncertainty. Quarterly hogs and pigs numbers come out Thursday from the USDA. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are up with a higher move in meal. July was 14 and three quarters higher at 11.75 and a quarter. August was up 13 and a half at 11.60 and a half. Corn was mixed out of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. July was down 1.5 at 4.33 and a half, and September was a penny lower at 4.39 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, getting ready for the week's direct business. August live was up $1.67 at $184.82. October was 17 higher at $183.80. August feeders were up 52 at $258.90. And with pork down at midday, July hogs were $2.10 lower at $89.95. August lean was $2.60 lower at $86.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some tips for detecting avian influenza in humans today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While actual cases of humans contracting avian influenza are rare so far, it doesn't hurt to keep watch for it. Jeff Bender, director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center at the University of Minnesota, describes symptoms.
Cough, fever, joint pain, muscle aches, and conjunctivitis or redness of the eyes as being some things that we've seen with some of these zoonotic influenza, these animal-to-human influenza strains.
For dairy workers, as an example, Bender says there are resources available to assist in verifying a diagnosis.
Contact appropriate authorities that will help guide with diagnostic tests and just appropriate follow-up treatment recommendations. And oftentimes you'll get that through the state health department.
Bender also cautions that it's not just dairy workers who may be at risk.
It's another reason to not drink raw milk. There's a number of things that can be transmitted in raw milk. And so I'm not a big proponent of raw milk consumption. I think pasteurized milk is the best way to go. Pasteurized cheese is the best way to go, the safest.
Bender was featured in a Q&A provided by the Migrant Clinicians Network. There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A USDA report shows more biosecurity would be helpful. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the spread of the virus H5N1 is linked to interstate cattle movements and further local spread between dairy farms. The report studied affected Michigan farms and says 50% of the affected farms use trucks and trailers that are shared with other farms. Half of those farms did not clean the vehicles prior to use. 30% of the dairy's employees also visited or worked at other dairies within 30 days of the outbreak. APHIS surveyed affected farms and found 20% of them received cattle within 30 days of seeing clinical signs, and 60% of the farms continued to move animals off the farm after the onset of clinical signs. All of the farms observed wild birds, but just 29% of them saw sick or dead wild birds within 30 days of clinical onset in lactating cows. The survey also found 80% of affected farms had cats and 20% had poultry in addition to the cattle, with cases of sick or dead cats and birds. The report emphasizes the need for strong biosecurity measures. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 47 cents and no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4.5 cents at 189 with two sales. Cheese barrels down 0.5 cents to 191.5, one sale. Butter down 2.5 cents at 306.5, one sale there. Not that dry milk down 1.25 at 119.25 with five sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
There could be some more showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 88, a slight chance early, and then another chance again later on in the day today. Partly cloudy tonight. Looks like the rain will then end, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. Thursday, sunshine at times and pleasant, a high of 75. Friday, 77 with a 70% chance of off and on showers and thunderstorms. Yesterday and last night, quite a lot of rain, 78 one-hundredths here at the WRCO studios, and it came fairly quickly. Within about a 5 to 10 minute span, we were well over a half inch of rain last night, and then within a 20-minute span, we were just over 7/10. So it did come loud and proud again last night. We're at 77 right now in Richland Center. Back to tunes for a time on the Mel Cow Show.
I followed you to Texas. I followed you to Utah.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
I followed you to Alabama. Things look good.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes, for they're only fleeting things, my elusive dreams.
I had your child in Memphis. You heard of work in Nashville.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska.
This time, only two of us moves on. Now all we have is each other and a little memory to cling to.
And still you won't let me go on alone. I know. My
David Houston and Tammy Wynette on WRCO. It's now 13 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Well, at least we don't have the fog to try and plow through this morning like we did yesterday morning. Here's Marty Haggard.
Well, I was down in Louisiana. I hauled a load down to Texarkana. It was all I could do to keep my baby off my mind. Humming to the songs on the radio. It's music to my ears, but it's time to go. I need a pause for the calls, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's yours and mine. The reason for the ride is at the end of the line. Loving time. I said goodbye to Louisiana. I had a load up in Indiana. It was all I could do to keep my baby on my mind. She said the highway that you love is calling you. It's just like me, it's a part of you. So take a pause for the cause, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's a yours and mine. The reason for the ride is at the end of the line. It's a loving time. It's a yours and mine. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the gift of love that she's been given. I need a pause for the call, 'cause baby, it's a loving time.
Keep a man down on the farm. staring out this factory window, trying to make sense of it all. And I remember on this very spot, corn standing 10 feet tall. America, America, who do we blame it on? It was only the family farm. Who really cares if it's gone? There's more than one fence that needs mending. It looks like to me this country still needs a muscle and two strong arms. If we can send a man up to the moon, we can keep a man down on the farm. America, America, who do we blame it on?
Charlie Plyde on WRCO and down on the farm there on WRCO Tuesday morning, one that was released during the farm crisis of the 1980s. It's 77 degrees. We'll see what Tony thinks in terms of weather coming up.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves are steady, slaughter cows weaker at the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $650 and down per head, with the crossbred black heifer calves up to $770. Slaughter cows range from 112 to 135, with two questionable health cows lower. A breeding age black bull sold for $2575. Darren, Colton, or Jim, be glad to come out to your farm, give you an idea what your cattle could bring at our sales. Call 608-627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Overnight, a band of strong storms developed in northwest Wisconsin and slid southeast. As of early this morning, it was mostly located over toward the Green Bay and Sheboygan areas. It looks like for the most part that should miss us this morning as it tracks southeast. We will have to keep a close eye on the situation later this afternoon. A cold front sliding through the warm, humid air may kick up a few thunderstorms in southern Wisconsin, although the better chance of anything widespread may stay south of the Badger State. Otherwise, it will turn noticeably cooler and less humid going into tomorrow and stay on the comfortably cool side for Thursday as well. Our next chance of rain then beyond today would come into the area Friday morning as the next weather system slides in from the west. That chance could linger up through Friday evening. Behind that, the weekend looks fairly quiet, with temperatures several degrees below normal. Here's a forecast for today. Partly sunny, rather warm and muggy. Slight chance of a thunderstorm early in the morning. Then again later in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Southwest wind becoming northwest to west at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 61. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, with a high of 76. The wind northwest to north 10 to 15. As we head into Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and pleasant, low 52 with highs in the mid-70s. On Friday, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of some off and on showers and storms, low 61 with a high of 77. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler than normal, low at 62, high 74. Sunday, mostly sunny and comfortable, low at 49 degrees, high 76. And Monday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and storms late in the day, low 54 with a high of 77. You enjoy your day out there and stay cool. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. It is 77 degrees, and we have partly cloudy skies today. Yesterday's high was 84, and then the rains came last night, 78 one-hundredths. Well, this day in history, it was another warm one in 1988, when we established a record high of 100. The record low was set in 2004, 20 years ago. It was 41. Last year's high was 75, and the low 67. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.60, and no precipitation today. And again, after the midnight reading of 80, it stayed very warm in the overnight. We're at 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County.